This is CITR News, your station for independent Olympics coverage.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Brad Pepink from CITR News, bringing you the latest Olympics coverage and broadcasting from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. It had a rocky start as official zombies greeted its arrival in Victoria. It paraded through Canadian cities and met hostility, jubilation, and mass apathy. Last night it passed by our station and is now moments away from ushering in the 21st Winter Olympic Games here in Vancouver. And there could be no other way to commence the next 2 weeks of Olympic-themed broadcasts, brought to you by the news team here at CITR, than by examining the torch relay in the lead-up to the opening ceremonies. In our first Olympics mini-spot, we're excited to highlight the atmosphere in Vancouver as the Olympic torch, as well as the poverty torch, passed by some important communities. Whisking through UBC Thursday night and interrupted on Commercial Drive Friday morning, the official Olympic torch relay is marked by sanitized, corporatized, security-enhanced magic. Reporter Andrew Longhurst spoke with students, athletes, and tourists who came out to mark the arrival of the Olympic torch on campus. Here's what a few of them had to say.
I'm here to protest the torch relay simply because I think there's a lot better ways the government could be spending their money. And I think homeless people deserve shelter.
And I'm here with AMS President Blake Frederick. Why are you out here today, Blake?
I'm here to support the students who are making their voice loud and clear that they do not support the Olympics on their campus.
We need to wake people up to the fact that there's a lot of destruction happening on the planet. We got to find the perpetrators. And so we're here to raise awareness and call for homes instead of games. There's a lot of things that could be funded instead of a two-week party.
The Olympic torch was also scheduled to hit Commercial Drive, but as Andrew Longhurst found out, Olympic resistors were going to make sure that didn't happen, or at least were going to cause a little bit of trouble for the relay. Here's what one observer had to say.
There's some unhappy people for sure. I don't know, the Olympic torch just went down that way. We saw it light up. And then saw a bunch of police officers, and now they had to reroute the Olympic torch there. And I'm just kind of reading the signs. I don't have a very strong opinion on anything either way. There's a sign right there. It says, people before profit. I tend to agree with that. I'm not against the Olympics, but you know, if they're going to spend all that money and not try and provide housing, healthcare, education, and stuff like that, it is a bit frustrating.
Have we sparked your interest? Have we caught fire to your imagination, and do you want to find out more? What is the poverty torch relay? Why are independent journalists being illegally turned away at the Canadian border? Or how is the Legal Observer program faring? News 101 is your source for Olympics coverage. For the next 2 weeks, we will be committed to providing you with in-depth, critical, and alternative coverage of the 2010 Games. You can catch our broadcasts at 5 p.m. Pacific in Vancouver at 101.9 FM or streaming live and podcast at citr.ca or as a rebroadcast from one of our friendly partner stations across the country. Also, jump onto our Facebook page or find us on Twitter with the username CITRNews for up-to-the-minute coverage of events as they unfold. Also, if you're in the vicinity of something Olympics, whether it's a thought, an event, a protest, a rally, or a sport, let us know. CITR News is committed to providing our listeners the chance to have their voices heard. You can be part of the broadcast by letting us know what you think at 604-822-5334 or by emailing us at news@citr.ca or sending us a quick message over Twitter. On Monday's show, we'll be bringing you coverage of the Valentine's Day March for the missing women of the Downtown East Side. We'll also have the latest from community activists and Olympic resistors. I'm Brad Pepping, and I'll be hearing from you real soon. Until then, on behalf of the news team at CITR, thanks for listening, everyone.